Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? How is your weekend going? I hope it's going well. I hope you're having fun. It is extremely hot. Like, the weather has been like sunny and then rainy, but also still hot. So it's been very hot, but hopefully it hasn't been too hot wherever you are. And if it is, hopefully you've been able to just cool down either inside or by a pool, whatever. But I hope your weekend has been going well. I hope your Sunday is going well. And I want to get into social media. So as a content creator, obviously social media, it's not your life, but in a way it becomes your life because it's your job. And especially as a content creator, whatever lifestyle, fashion, whatever it is, it's like, it's always an opportunity to create content. It's always something you could record or take a picture of to post for your followers. So of course, once you post, your followers will see and they will like and they will comment. You'll get more engagement, which then again will get you more followers. Because the name of the game as a content creator is basically to get attraction, because attraction equals money, essentially, right? Because as someone who just posts on social media for leisure, you don't really think about how that could turn into money. Maybe now, because now we are in the age of social media, especially since the pandemic, a lot more people are on social media and they've been doing different things and showing different things and all of that. But I feel like if you're just on there for leisure, your main focus really isn't like posting to get viewers to eventually equal to money. But as a content creator, influencer, whatever your title is, someone who is on social media, the name of the game is more engagement equals money. But with that, even though that's a factor, you still want organic followers. And I think that with social media, and again with the game of having to get followers to equal money, and because social media is your job and you need that interaction and everything, I think it's easy to get lost in it, and sometimes you forget that you still want those organic followers. And for some people they might be okay with not having those, you know, those genuine, those organic followers. But for someone like me, I prefer those genuine followers. I prefer those followers that actually like my stuff, those followers that actually like to interact with me, those followers that actually like to interact back with them, and that I follow because I love their stuff genuinely. They follow me because they love my stuff genuinely. And it's not just I want to follow you because I need this amount of followers and, you know, you follow me. You know, I don't want that. I rather have 10 followers than have 10,000 ghost followers or people who follow you and unfollow you, which will be something I'll discuss later on. But I'd rather have one follower. If it's a genuine follower, I'd rather have one follower than have like 10,000 followers. I'd rather have it. It's just not for me to not have those genuine followers. I like the connection. I need the connection. But with that being said, with this time and age where numbers matter in all retrospects, despite, of course, you should not let numbers be the main thing or the main focus, at the end of the day, reality is that numbers do matter. So it's, number one, easy to fall into the trap of getting followers by any means necessary, especially if you're new in the game and you're trying to climb up the ladder. It's easy to fall into those traps And then number two, it can be kind of hard to figure out what to do or what not to do / what not to fall for when trying to gain those genuine followers. I'm going to talk about it, but remember, this is a slow process. This social media, doing something on social media, working for yourself, what in whatever area, it's a slow process. So these things are things that I do or don't do myself to make sure I have genuine followers. And some of them are lessons I've learned. Some of them are things that I just naturally do. So let's get into it, because I do know that there are a lot of people now who are trying to get into social media and they want to make this their job, their career. And it's always so much focus on the money, the numbers, but remember, you want genuine followers. So first, don't go for the whole follow for follow trap. Again, it's a trap. Don't go for it. So it may seem like a great way to gain followers, because it's like, hey, I'll follow you, you follow me back, I followed you, whatever. It's like, okay, mutual agreement. We'll follow each other, we'll help each other climb. It'll seem like a great idea in the moment, but in reality, here's why. Because first of all, do not fall for any of those DMs. There are DMs about like follow trains or whatever I've gotten before. No, you just have to follow me and these five other people and you'll get 500 followers, whatever it is. Don't fall for that. Do not fall for that. I've never fallen for it, thankfully, but I know some people probably have. Don't fall for that, because I believe that that will just lead you to a lot of ghost followers. And again, it's just, you're not getting genuine followers. You don't want to follow people or have people follow you that literally have no connection, that you have no interest in their content. You have no idea what they're about, what their content is about. It's the same for them. They're literally just following you just to get numbers. And also, these type of things can lead to, hey, we followed each other, and then one day they unfollowed you. There are people that do that. Eventually, like, you'll notice your follower number kind of going down, because people will follow you just to unfollow you because they got what they wanted. They got you in their trap. You're their follower now, and they were never interested in what you were doing. They probably don't even know what kind of content you make. They just wanted the followers. So now that you're in their trap, now that you followed them, it's time for them to unfollow. And if you're not someone who pays close attention to your followers, like you have one of those apps, which I used to have, and eventually I deleted it because it's just too much work. It's like, I don't care that much to check an app every day or every week to see who won't follow me. It's not that serious. But if you're not one of those people, then of course you might see followers drop, but it's not like you know who unfollowed you. So it's just like, well, you're stuck. But it's crazy. And then also, along with those whole follow for follow DMs or trains, whatever they're called, you can also possibly get bots, ghost followers, all of that. And you don't want that. You want genuine followers who interact, because not only is it great because you actually get to possibly make new friends with people who can relate to you, and we all know how important that is, especially when you're an adult, but also that engagement will help you get more noticed, get pushed up in the algorithm, and have more businesses possibly even see you, you know? So that's why you would want that genuine group of followers. So next, you should create genuine content that actually shows your personality. I love to create content that shows my personality. I'm not much of a video person, so I don't put out too many videos because that's just not what I personally like to do. But when I do create videos like reels and everything, it's something that I actually like to do. It's genuine. I'm not going to do anything forceful. I'm not going to post dancing videos if I feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to force myself to be, I guess, proper and seem very businesslike if that's just not what I'm feeling. I'm not going to go with the crowd if whatever the crowd is doing is something I don't like to do. And that's the same thing with my photos. Whatever photos I post out is something I genuinely like. I know I see a lot of people post different outfits. Like, it's like they take multiple pictures a day. I can't do that because I don't have the energy. And although I'm pretty sure some people get tired of seeing the same outfit Baby, listen, okay? You're going to get these photos in this. You'll see this outfit a few rows in on my Instagram because that's how many I like in the shoot that I took. And you're gonna see these until I do another shoot, which who knows when that will be because I can't take all these shoots. A girl is tired. So I'm not going to go in with what everyone else does. And some people are cool with seeing the same outfit because it's cute and it's cute poses. It's whatever. Some people are probably tired of it. It's, you know, you can't please everybody. But at the end of the day, what I do, whatever content is, whether it's on my Instagram, my blog, my podcast, whatever it is, it's going to be genuine, number one, and it's going to show my personality, and it's not going to go with what is, I guess, quote unquote, the norm or what's more professional or how you, quote unquote, should act or how you should be in the industry. I'm not going to put on the facade that a lot of people like to put on, that everything is good and life is great. And although I am about the aesthetics, they make me happy. I love the aesthetics, but life isn't so aesthetic. And I know the aesthetics a lot of times is because that's what people like to see, but also people like to see some realism with it. You know, I just had my lovely coffee I don't like matcha that's not for me, but a lot of people like matcha. So it's like, I had my coffee or my tea or my matcha, whatever. And I don't like avocado either. Again, I'm going against the grain here with a lot of stuff, but you know, I had my matcha with my avocado and life is perfect. And I write in my planner, which I do try and do, but that's against the point. And I'm it girl, that girl, all you know, it's that's all you see often, and that's great, and that's probably a lot of people's personality. But at the same time, dig a little bit deeper. I think it's important to do that because not everything is perfect, and yeah, life sucks, and it doesn't mean you have to show yourself crying every post or make some super deep caption every post. But I think everyone should do a mixture of, you know, that little perfect aesthetic, coffee, bagel, workout, whatever, but also like, yo, today was hard. I didn't get into this. I didn't do this. I wasn't able to do that. And it's just a bad day. But remember, bad days happen because bad days happen. Some people just need that. And when you show who you really are, when you're so genuine, you get those genuine followers. People are like, wow, she's really genuine. Wow, I love her personality. Wow, she's so real. Like, I get to see this side and this side. I love all this. And they'll follow you. And it's like, you're getting people who love you for you, who love your content for what it is. And remember, if you decide to go along with certain content, since I talked about aesthetics and the that girl thing, let's just stick with that. So say you want to go with the that girl thing just because it's in. It's what people like to see. Everyone is talking about aesthetic. I saw there was some clean girl aesthetic. I don't know. I don't even know. But there's like clean girl aesthetic, that girl morning routine, that girl night routine, come to the library, me being that girl, let's take a hot girl, that girl walk, whatever. That seems to be it right now. So that's in. So let's say you see that, and so you decide to go along with that, and you make that content, or you try to make that content, but it's not you. Maybe some of it's you, but it's not fully you. Well, guess what? You keep making it, and eventually you're unhappy. You can't think of what to do. You don't know what type of content. You don't feel motivated, but this is what you decide to put out, and now people are expecting it. People are expecting that from you. People start having expectations when you start doing things. And yeah, of course you can switch up. Obviously, you can always switch up, but some people forget that. And again, numbers aren't everything. Followers aren't everything. But just don't be surprised if you start seeing a drop in followers because they came for that aesthetic content. They came for that girl content. So if you decide to switch up and you decide, I don't want to do this anymore, I want to do something that's more me, don't be surprised when you start losing followers. But also, you should be happy because now now you're getting people who genuinely like you for you, like the content that you like to do. And more importantly, now you are liking the content that you're putting out. Now you're putting content out that you like. So not only are you now are getting genuine followers who like your personality, but now you're actually showing your personality and you're showing exactly who you are. Lastly, in order to get genuine followers, you should make real connections and interactions. So this is kind of what I said before. So to make genuine interactions, to get genuine followers, you should make real interactions. So don't just comment on people's posts. Don't just share people's posts because, oh, this will get them to see me and they'll follow me and that's what I need. No. You want to be genuine. Just as I'm sure when people like your posts, when people comment on your posts, when people share your posts, you want them to do it genuinely. You want them to do it because they actually like it, because they actually read your caption and they actually comment to it, not just comment on the photo, which has happened multiple times, a lot of times. You want that genuine connection because at the end of the day, again, as I said earlier in this episode, it can make for great connections, which equals to friendships. And when you make those friendships, of course, you guys will organically want to help each other because you're cool. You want to help each other grow. That's the name of the game. Like, you make those real connections to become friends with people who actually can relate to you. Because as I said, it is very hard to do so as an adult, but also very important to do so as well as an adult. And so with those organic connections and friendships, you guys will share each other's posts and then boom, your content is now shared to a whole different group that it's never come across, and they'll see you. And then of course you're being genuine. You're now posting genuine content and you're showing your personality. And so they'll like that and they'll want to follow you, which at the end of the day is what we want. So let's kind of go back over these three tips. So number one, don't go for the follow for follow trap. Don't go for the whole train, follow trains and circles, whatever it is. Don't go for those DMs that are like, follow me and six other people and you'll get 500 followers. Don't do that. Don't fall for that. Number two, create genuine content that shows your personality. Show your personality. If you cuss like a sailor, show that. Be who you are. If you're trying to get brands, there are brands for everybody. There are people who curse, who do the most craziest, provocative stuff, but there are brands that support that. There may be like a poster to you kind of have to wind it down a little bit just for the promo, but at the end of the day, you don't have to just completely change who you are. So don't be scared to be who you are. There is something for somebody. There are people who relate to you somewhere. Like, there's billions of people out there. There are people who are going to relate to you. Don't be scared to go against the grain and actually be who you are. And lastly, make real connections / interactions. Do not just like, share, comment just in hopes that they'll do the same to follow you so you can have another follower on your list. No, do it because you genuinely love their content, because at the end of the day, the same thing will happen to you and it'll go around full circle. You put out what you want put back to you, and that's genuine. That's genuine connections. That's genuine responses, interactions. So that is all for today. Again, I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday. Stay safe out there and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.